Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Well, there has never been a more appropriate week to talk about upgrading your home insulation, your heating system in your house. And for this Wednesday's Ask the Expert, I'm joined by Programme Manager at the SEAI, Brian McIntyre, who's with me in studio. Brian, how are you?
I'm not too bad, Andrea.
Now, we are in the comfort of this extraordinarily warm, I should say, studio today, which is a little bit of a hint, a little bit of a dig, I should say, at how hot it is in here today. But a lot of people are at home, stranded in their houses, as we've been hearing about since the start of the programme, not able to leave their home for the past 3 or 4 days. And they're probably looking, Brian, at their heating system and thinking, it's time for change.
Yeah, there's two things they probably need to look at. So the heating system would obviously be one, but really a big one would be the insulation in their house. So like insulation is to a house like closer to people. So when it's cold like it is now, you're putting a lot of layers and heavier jackets and that kind of thing. And you're basically keeping the heat inside that. So you're insulating yourself against the cold. A poorly insulated house in this weather is like going out in a t-shirt, is kind of the same thing. So it's, you're going to get cold very quickly, whereas with heavier clothes. So The main areas you'd look at, say, like if you're to insulate your house, do the roof and do the walls, because it's like putting on a hat and a big heavy jacket, because you can keep a lot of heat inside in the house.
Okay, so there are lots of different types of grants. Yep. We're not going to necessarily go into every single one of them, but I want to get a gauge of from our listeners today about where their interests lie. If you have a question for Brian today, it's 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. Give us a shout either, 1800 453 106 if you want to talk to Brian. This listener is wondering, I would like to get my house wrapped and windows upgraded. Will I need planning permission as it's currently a brick front or brick facade that we have?
You don't necessarily need planning permission, but it's always good to talk to your local authority, because in some cases they might say if there's a brick facade that you would put brick slips on the front of the insulation. So it's like it's to recreate that brick facade. So they might require that if they have an issue with the covering and brick facade, but you may not need planning permission. You might just add that as a requirement of the works.
Okay, so whoever's doing the work will be able to advise them on that.
I definitely just check with the local authority, but you don't necessarily need to get planning permission for those changes.
Now, Daniel in Drogheda says, assuming my house is insulated to the best available standard, which water and home heating system is least costly over 30 years, including capital cost, operating, maintenance and expected lifetime of the system? Because I'm currently looking at a new heat pump or existing gas central heating. My gas costs are 8 cent, my electricity 23.5 respectively.
It's a tricky enough one to answer over that kind of time frame, but there's a couple of things to bear in mind. Heat pump, generally speaking, there was a study done in England last year and across a whole range of houses, old houses to up to new houses, the average efficiency was about a little over three times that of a gas heating system. So on those prices of 8 versus 23 cents for gas and electricity, the operating cost would be much the same. But we know from the likes of the carbon tax and the cost of fossil fuels are going to increase over the next 10, 15, 20 years anyway. So the cost for running fossil fuel boilers is going to increase. And I would expect that those impacts might make the heat pumps more beneficial over the longer term.
Okay, so which one do you want to tell him to go with?
I get out my crystal ball. No, it's a difficult one. I do think looking into the future that the running costs would be more favourable
for the heat pump as
carbon tax kick in and costs increase for fossil fuels.
This listener, please ask the gentleman from the SEAI how long after you submit an application for home renovation grants to upgrade your home's energy efficiency does it take to get approval or a response?
It depends on the scheme. So if you're just applying through the individual upgrade, so you want to get your attic done or your walls done or just get a heat pump in, if you apply, it's usually within 24 hours to get approval. It's pretty much instantaneously. If you're going through the one-stop shop then, which is where you go through a contractor or a one-stop shop organised to do a full package of works to bring you, say, from an E or F or G up to an A rating, it's instantaneous, or it's almost quickly instantaneous when they submit the application. But there's obviously that build-up to them putting in the application. So it depends on the scheme, but usually when the application comes into us, it's pretty much very quickly within a day.
How many schemes, Brian, roughly are there? Like, I mean, for people thinking, you know, I've no idea, where do you start with this?
There's three schemes. So the longest running one would be for people at highest risk of fuel poverty, and that was originally called the Warmer Home Scheme. So that's free. It's fully funded by the state. And we go out to homes for people in receipt of certain welfare payments, the likes of the fuel allowance, for example. and someone from SEI goes out, does a survey of the house and puts together a package of work, and that's done for them at no cost to the homeowner. Then you have the individual grants, so you can apply for individual measures. That's been in place since about 2009, and then there's the one-stop
shop. So that's for what areas? Sorry, just to remind the kind of the headline areas where people can get those individual grants.
That's, as you mean, what does it cover?
For what you can get them for,
yeah. So that would be, say, for your attic insulation or wall insulation or solar panels or your heat pump, if you're just getting one measure done, or maybe even two. So it allows people to build it up over time, that can they can do it on a piecemeal basis. Then the one-stop shop is like if people buy a home and it's an older home and they want to do it all in one go, and bring it up to the B2 or beyond that in better. So that's the one-stop shop scheme. That's the newest one. So
that's
three kind of schemes.
Three areas. Okay. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Connor's question, Brian. We've gone sale agreed on a house that has no heating system. The walls are cavity insulated. Would you recommend a gas boiler or heat pump? And what grants can I avail of for either?
I would recommend going to a technical advisor is the first thing to do, because they will look at your house and see what the level of heat loss is from it. So it might be that there's a lot of heat loss from the house and that it might not suit just yet to put in a heat pump.
And where would you get the technical advisor?
There's a list of technical advisors on the SEI website.
And do you pay for that as part of the...
You pay for that, but you get a grant then after the fact, then if you go for your heat pump.
Okay.
So it's there to tell you. So they say if you're... It might be the house is older and say you need to insulate this because there's not much in your attic and there's not much in your walls. So you're better off going for those first and you get more efficient operation of your heat pump. But they'll be able to tell you if the walls are insulated, maybe it is suitable for a heat pump off the bat. So that technical advisor is the person that's going to give you the most information up front.
So you'll pay up front the cost of their visit.
Yeah.
They'll tell you what you need and then whatever works you carry out.
Yeah. They'll tell you if you can go straight away for a heat pump or maybe you need to upgrade your roof insulation or something along those lines.
Okay. This listener lives alone in a 20-year-old four-bed oil-fueled dormer bungalow. My hot water needs are low. Is it worthwhile upgrading with the solar or window upgrades, and roughly what are the costs and grants available?
I would even just look at the roof insulation is always the easiest one to do because you can get it done relatively cheaply. The grants cover about 70-80% of the cost. And because heat rises, it's probably the most straightforward one to go for. Solar, it kind of depends on how much electricity you use, how much of a payback you get. Now, you'll get paid by the state for anything you don't use and you export back to the grid. So you're always going to make money off it, whether you're using directly or it's been exported back to the grid. So there is a financial case there for solar, but how much benefit they get directly for their electricity, I don't know. 20-year-old house, you may not necessarily need to replace the windows. I would say to look at the insulation in the first instance, so the roof and the walls in the first instance.
And is that the review person you mentioned, the technical, are they the assessor?
The technical advisor is looking more specifically at heat pumps. The BR assessor would be able to tell you, like, these are the kind of areas you need to focus on. The BR comes with an advisory report, which kind of has areas that
so that's
need,
a good
that
starting point,
yeah.
Is it? Yeah. Michael in Navan is wondering about the spray foam insulation that is sprayed directly onto the interior roof. They say it's breathable and doesn't need an air gap. Can you advise?
We fund insulations that are certified, or spray foam insulation, if it's certified by the National Standards Authority of Ireland, then we can provide grant towards that. And the certificate for those, the NSAI certificate, would require that they have an air gap between the insulation and... Presumably it's an older house, you've felt there they can't breathe, so you need to ventilate behind that so you don't get any risk of condensation or rotting of your timbers.
Liam's questions around solar panels. I've been investigating different providers and the grants. What is the best way to elevation criteria for selection of the best option? What would be your advice? It's for a house in the Dublin 7 area of Dublin. Are the providers adding VAT to the quotes to allow for the grant?
I don't really know. I suppose that question comes up a lot, like especially with solar panels, because there can be a difference in prices. But like it's kind of similar to the way that you can go around to different shops and get the same product for different prices, and some might be lower and some might be higher, but they're essentially the same thing. We have standards that they must meet in terms of the installers and the actual equipment that they're using. So there's not going to be a massive difference in terms of the quality, as far as we can tell. They all meet the same criteria. So I just say, yeah, get a couple of quotes and go with whoever gives the best deal.
Best deal on that. If you're applying for a vacant property grant, do you apply to the SEAI first?
No, that's through, I think, your local authority if that, it does the, that. And then you'd come to SEI then for the energy grants after that.
Okay. This texter is wondering about claiming for a grant for insulation for an external wrap. It was work that they did in their house last year. Can they claim for a grant?
No, you can only, you have to apply for the grant before the work happens. So you can't claim retrospectively.
Yeah, under no circumstances.
No.
Right. And that's for all of the grants, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Adam says, we are doing a deep retrofit. We've had the technical assessment carried out. Please, can Brian advise on the BEC grant scheme versus the one-stop shop option?
That's the communities, or it used to be called the Better Energy Communities Grant. It's the Communities Energy Grant now, but they're much the same in terms of the grants that they cost. They have to be done to the same standard. There's not really any difference. It's just two different routes to come into SEI. So the grant scheme, it's a fourth option to the kind of the three mainstream ones.
Yeah.
It's more so it's a lot of kind of commercial office, public buildings, that kind of thing. And there's a domestic element to it too. We did about maybe 600 homes through that scheme last year. So it's not a big component, but the standards are the same for both. So there's no issue.
Kerosene boiler, this listener has one in their home. They're wondering, what is the expense of converting to a cleaner heat pump system? Will it be major surgery?
It kind of depends on the house. It depends. They'll have to do an assessment of the heat demand for the house and whether that means replacing radiators, which adds additional costs. If it's a very old house, you might need to look at the pipework as well. So it can vary from case to case. Some houses you can just replace the boiler with the heat pump and there's no additional work. Mm. But yeah, there is a cost difference putting in the heat pump. But it just depends on how much other work has to be done.
Okay. Eliza's looking for advice on grants for people who are over 65. She's in a 1950s semi-home owner. It's Baltic. The gas heating's on all day. Still chilly.
Okay. If you are the homeowner, you can apply for it's called the Free Energy Upgrade Scheme. It was called the Warmer Home Scheme. And over a certain agency, there's criteria there, fuel allowances, single parent, family allowance. And there's seven criteria there on the website. So I'd go onto that and check onto the grant section, SEAI and the Free Energy Upgrades, and just see, can you avail of that? It would be definitely worth your while.
Okay. Just finally, we need to extend the upper part of our house. It's a three bed semi D. If we want to get grants and external insulation wrapping, should we wait until we do the extension, or do you do it now?
It would make more sense to do it with the extension, right? Just because you can make it's there's no kind of risk of the joints not meeting, and that it kind of ties in with the whole house. So you think of a house as a system rather than just pieces that you attach on. So it would just make more sense to do it when you're doing the extension. If it's going to be a while before you get the extension done and the house is pretty poorly insulated, then it might make sense to do it now. But we'd do it when you're speaking to the contractor saying, look, this is what I planned for doing the next step down the line. And they can work around that and make sure that they're not creating an issue down the line.
Okay. Well, listen, we'll make sure to podcast the chat, Brian, with you today, because loads more questions still coming in. Programme manager at the SEAI, Brian McIntyre. Brian, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.